Speaking of father son, I got to tell everybody this story. I was waiting for Crowder to get on. So last night, I'm at the Panthers game. The reason that I had the suite last night, I got a text. You know, Ira Winderman's son, Jake Winderman, was an intern of ours years ago. And now he's a successful kid. He's working at CBS Interactive, CBS Sports Interactive, and he's doing very well. He's got a longtime girlfriend. They have an apartment in Boca. Like, he had texted me, Jake Winderman, can you get me tickets for the Panthers game? This is yesterday. So I got the suite. I said, I'll do you one better. I'll get the suite. I'm going to come to the game with Lori, and Pell's going to bring his wife. And I said, I'm going to invite your dad and your mom. So I invite Ira and his wife. And so we're in the suite last night. This is so unbelievable. This was such a smack in the face because I consider Ira to be a friend, even though he's not allowed on our show anymore, because he's got to deal with Big O. Big O's got his YouTube channel, his broadcast, or whatever. And so Ira, we can't pay him. So Ira doesn't come out with us. I totally respect that. Go get your money. Like, I'm good with that. It's one of the reasons David Fironis doesn't come out with us and Safed Dean. But we're in the suite. I consider Ira a friend. We go to dinner, my wife and I, with him and his wife, at least once a year, usually before the season. So now we're in the suite. I take a picture. It's me, Ira, Jake, Appel, the ticket wizard, Roy Bellamy is with us. And I go, hey, this is going to be a great media, sports media picture, I say in air quotes. But I take the picture, I tweet it out, I tag everyone on it, including Ira. And I say, Ira, retweet that. You never retweet anything of mine. I go, you don't respond to anything. You never. And he's like, I don't even know if I follow you. You know, like, you know, he's like, I'm very, you know, casual. So Jake, his son, takes Ira's phone, goes, I'm going to make sure that he follows you. And he's down on Twitter and he looks up and he goes, he has you muted. He does follow you. He has you muted. Now, do you know the level of dislike you have to reach to mute someone?
Yeah.
Because I rarely get there. But when I do, it's because my level of dislike for that person or that person's opinions have just gotten me to a place where I don't want to hear a peep from them anymore.
Yeah.
So now Ira, who, you know, is playing lackadaisical, oh, I don't know if I follow you or not. So now I come to realize, because I've tagged him on things throughout the years, and there's nary a word that comes from him. And usually I can goad him into things.
Yes.
So I'm like hit with a ton of bricks. I go, my friend, the guy who's in the suite at my invitation, has me muted on Twitter. That's one of the biggest signs of disrespect, right? I mean, that's a huge sign of disrespect to mute someone that is ostensibly your friend.
But Huck, you're saying you're taking it on your side. Maybe it's a sign of he wants his mental health on his side.
Correct. Then turn down the suite invitation. And turn down the suite invitation.
If you're muted, you can't take a ticket from me, huh?
I mean, if you're muting someone, so now I don't care. I thought it was great because it was fun content. But now Ira feels bad. I could tell. Like, this is bothering him in the suite because you know me. I might have overreacted a little bit when I found out this information. So now a couple things. Talk about father-son dynamic. Ira is shooting daggers at Jake. I can see it in the suite.
Yeah.
And so I say, hey, listen, Ira, Jake, I go, Jake, your dad is going to call you later tonight. He is going to tear your ass apart for looking at that phone and audibly saying he has you muted instead of just unmuting him. I said, Ira, don't do that to Jake.
Yeah.
Because Jake, he's funny. Hey, it's muted. But I know Ira was like, hey, you shouldn't have said that. You should have just unmuted him. Now look at how you've made me look in front of him. But now Ira feels bad. So he sends out a tweet. He's got over 100,000 followers. Sends out a tweet. I highly recommend you follow @MarkHockman on Twitter. The follows start piling up. I mean, hundreds at a time. Because everyone thinks I'm a Heat insider. He didn't make any kind of joke about it. Oh. It's just Ira the day before the season saying, I highly suggest you follow this guy. So now I have all these new followers who are going to be inundated with should a pickle be next to your sandwich tweets.
He just got you muted by a bunch of people.
So I said, Ira, you got to give me some info. You got to give me some NBA info so I can satiate all my new listeners, all my new followers who have just discovered me thanks to your tweet. He's like, I'm not giving you anything. I gave you that tweet.
That was nice of Ira. Don't feel bad, Ira. In this situation, Hawk, the culprit is Jake. Jake's the problem in this situation.
Jake should have shown a better governor saying, hey, Dad, you had him muted, like casually to Ira only.
You say to Ira, you never retweet me. Ira has his phone. You have your phone. Ira, I'm sure he said something like, oh, ha-ha, you know, just laughed it off. Jake dives in the situation to snatch Ira's phone to find your status on his Twitter. Jake, what are you doing? Go watch the damn ice hockey game. Go play with your girlfriend. Do something else. I love Jake. Jake worked with me. Jake's a good kid, but Jake's the problem.
Hmm.
Hawk, what about the people you see randomly after years and they say, hey, Hawk, I text you a couple months ago. And you just kind of make that noise and be like,
my friends. But Ira's a friend.
But what if they could then grab your phone and put their number in and see if you got their text?
Yeah, but they're not friends.
That's not fair.
Ira and I have a relationship.
Well, not as close as you thought.
Well, obviously, I was hit with a ton of bricks. Because to me, that's the utmost in I'm not interested in a thing you have to say. You know what I mean? Because there's no gray area in muting. It's I want to hear what you have to say, or I absolutely want to go the rest of my life without being bombarded with your thoughts.
And I'm doing it sneakily because I could unfollow you.
Correct.
But now you can see it. So he wants to keep the friendship together, but he doesn't want you to
tweet him. Wants the benefits. Friends with benefits.
He doesn't want to see Fire Spo after going 1-2. I think he's trying, you know, he's walking a line here.
So then he tweeted out, follow Mark Hockman. I retweeted that and wrote, I wrote, this is only because Ira had me muted and I just found out and blah, blah, blah. And Mike Cuno responded with, wait, we can mute you?
You better text Cuno from now on. That Twitter's curtains. Oh, Ira, muting people.
Man.
Sure, you got me muted.
Talk about taking a blow across the chin.
Yeah.
Might be just a muter. What if he just, you know, he doesn't really like a lot of traffic?
I'm not a lot of traffic. I'm a friend.
But as a Twitterer, you are traffic-y.
I mean, does he have KZ Akpala muted?
I would.
Here's the thing, though, Crowder. Ira only follows 155 people on Twitter. That means his timeline is a ghost town. Like, there's probably almost never tweets popping up. 80% of those are NBA players who rarely tweet. It's very possible, Hawk, that his timeline was filled with your nonsense a lot, more than he would like. Sure. It is very possible.
But that gives him a little bit of fullness, a little bit of more well-roundedness in his life. So what I told Jake was, I told him privately, take your dad's phone, have him subscribe to be one of my super followers, because he's not going to know how to undo it. He's not going to know where it comes from. And he is going to go rip roaring crazy over a $2.99 charge that pops up every month. As you know, he knows to the dime where everything is going. I said, Jake, super follow me off his account.
This is why he mutes you.
By the way, Hawk, Mike Cugno, he was on with Larry Bluestein and Joe Z and Hurricane Hotline on Monday. So I texted him, wow, on Hurricane Hotline and Larry Bluestein, busy night. And he responded, they don't put my career in jeopardy every week.
Everybody needs a little spice in their life. You can't go through life without without taking some risks.
Spice.
Anyway, welcome to all the new listeners who have, may have found me through the Ira Winderman tweet. My advice tonight is Bam Adebayo, over 15 and a half points.
All right, guys. I like that. Heat game tonight.
I got the over. I got the over already in.
On Bam?
On the total of the team.
On 208. The total?
It's the lowest.
I have the Bam over in.
Lowest in the league this year because I think they're still saying the Heat doesn't want – they play good defense and don't score. I think they're going over 208.
No, that's not why. It's because both the Heat and the Magic had top 10 defenses last year. Both teams struggled to score last year, sure, but the Magic had the second or third best defense. The Heat had like the fourth or fifth best defense. So that's why it would be the lowest total in the NBA today, Crowder.
Hey, Reverend Solana, I'm doing it because I think they're going to score points.
Okay. I'm not telling you it's a bad bet. But it has more to do with the Magic than it does the Heat.
I don't like bean pies.
Brother. the Heat play tonight, 7:30 p.m. Pat Riley will be honored at halftime.